Water temperature of 64. It'll become mainly sunny today. Look for gusty west winds, highs in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930.
We've got We've got sunshine. It's 51.
Got to let them finish.
I'm not used to those.
That's all right. You got Monday again.
Yeah.
When you're back,
get another try.
Right. You put those weathers in for him to put that. Right?
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't mean anything when Craig does them. When I'm here, when I'm sitting in this seat, I'm used to a usual routine.
I got your rhythm is off
yes.
a little bit. Well,
yeah.
Matt, we appreciate you coming in the morning,
no
spending
problem.
Some time with us here. I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Matt Douglas. It's the WEOL Morning Show. We are coming up on a busy weekend in Lorain County for lots of events taking place, and one of those is taking place tomorrow. It's Juneteenth celebration in Oberlin, honoring Black history in Oberlin. And joining us to talk about the events is Valerie Lawson. Good morning, Valerie.
Good morning.
Lots of things taking place. Let's set up the story of Juneteenth. Good news travels slow, apparently, after the Emancipation Proclamation from Abraham Lincoln. Signed it in 1863, but it wasn't until about almost 18 or months or so later that even people in Texas heard about this?
Correct.
And so that's kind of why the Juneteenth comes to into play, because it was in one of the teenths in June, and here we are celebrating it in Oberlin. Talk about the events you have planned. I understand tonight it starts with at Westwood Cemetery.
Correct. That's Mufasa at Mufas, and it's at 6:30 to 7, and in memory of the slaves and that are forgotten.
And again, this will be taking place. You'll have a, sort of a memorial service at Western
right.
Cemetery at 6:30. But then tomorrow is kind of the picnic and the big celebration and the parade. What time do the things start tomorrow?
The picnic is also today. It's at 5:30 to 7, and it's down at Tappan Square. And it's a cookout. Hopefully the rain will stay away, so that to happen. And then tomorrow, all the festivities start in Tappan Square as well. And it starts at 9 o'clock, 9 to 6. And we're going to dedicate to the children this year. We have DJ, games for the children, vendors, food trucks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, during that day, there's a lot of activities going on. Are there sort of times for certain events that take place through the day, or do they have reoccurring events going on for that?
No, we have time slots. The choir, Mount Zion Choir, is singing, and they're singing at 10:15, and then their men's choir is singing directly out after them at 11:15, and then we have our dancers. Then the parade starts at 12. And then we have dancers, then a band comes in at Utah plays at 3, and then a band comes and finishes it off, and we do our 50-50 raffle, the oldest living and the furthest
so
that came in for the event.
So, right. From years past, any idea of the furthest where people have come from, or are you aware of what... Where people come from for this celebration?
Usually I'm at the information desk, so I don't get to hear it all like that. But it's usually in the United States, so it hasn't really been far, like in different countries.
Right.
You know, even though we're in Oberlin and everybody's from a different country, all the school and everything.
Right.
Yeah, but last year I think she was from Florida, so that's really not all that far, but she was the furthest, because everybody else usually came from around here, around town, Lorain County, or Cleveland.
You have a parade going on, you mentioned, with that. What kind of things are in the parade that you might want to share with us?
So we have the African royalty dancers. We have the praise dancers. We also have the motorcycle clubs in there. The high school drums are in there. And that's about it.
All right. And, of course, if people are coming out to a festival, they expect some food. Any insight into what we might have tomorrow?
Yeah, we have barbecue food trucks. So we have cornfields. And then we have the lemonade, some french fry truck. Oh, I can't think of her name, but I'm so nervous. I can't think of the name right now. We have plenty of food out there. Fish, ribs, all kinds of things.
Yeah, I got it. And, of course, you mentioned earlier about all the things for the kids, so there's a lot of things to...
Face painting, cornholes, bike giveaway, water events, so coloring, painting, you name it.
Yeah, everything to keep the kids busy and everything, too. I know that there's been other times in the past where they've done, like, that broom ceremony. Does something like that take place as well, or at least sort of show the culture in that regard?
No, that's not happening this year.
Yeah, okay. But there's a lot of different things that people might want to check out. Again, it's taking place on Tappan Square in Oberlin, the Juneteenth celebration. As mentioned, they do have a memorial-type service at the Westwood Cemetery at 6:30, but from 5 to 7 on Tappan Square, you've got the picnic taking place. And then tomorrow, beginning at 9 a.m. through most of the day, up the raffle, the food, the parade, and lots of music. You can't have a good celebration with a lot of music, sure. Well, Valerie, we appreciate your time this morning, and hopefully get some nice weather and a good turnout for Tappan Square and the annual Juneteenth celebration in Oberlin.
All right, thank you very much.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's Valerie Lawson joining us this morning with all the information about what's happening for the Juneteenth celebration in Oberlin. It is 8:45 here at AM 930 WEOL. Indians baseball, they're back in action against the Tigers. Three games. The market, now there's a game today. It takes place a little after 7 o'clock, 6:35. Tomorrow, yeah. Saturday, they've got a 5:35 start. And then on Sunday, it's a 12:35 for that. So the 1 o'clock early on Saturday for that.
Those weekend
series. Why do they play
never,
these odd games on Saturday?
Yeah, you got me. I mean, Sunday always seems odd to me. I like the noon thing, but why not just play them all at 12:35 if you're going to play at noon? Or 1.
Well, 1 o'clock.
Yeah,
well,
sorry,
it's very
1.
Rarely do we get a Saturday game at 1 o'clock for the Indians.
Yeah.
For the longest time, they were just playing night games, 7 o'clock. Now they move them up to those 4 o'clock starts.
Okay.
So, but then they head off to Texas and later night games for next week.
Yes.
8 o'clock starts for all those games in Texas. Four-game series against Texas, by the way. And then we're back with the Tigers. We host the Tigers. So we got a weekend series. You're looking at your calendar. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Detroit. Next week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Detroit is here.
Okay.
So if you got tickets and you're just glancing at the calendar, you want to make sure you're...
Yeah, you're close enough. If you picked up the wrong ones, you can go to Detroit. It's not too far a drive.
Well, you are yeah. Correct. There you go. It is 8:47. Let's get an Indians update.
Hi, this is Jim Rosenhaus with your Indians update. New road trip starts tonight for the Indians as they open a three-game series in Detroit. Here's your game times and the starters for Cleveland. Adam Plutko takes the mound tonight. Plutko 2-1 on the season. That's a 7-10 first pitch at Comerica Park. Then tomorrow night, a 6-10 first pitch with Shane Bieber looking for win number 6 on the year. Trevor Bauer takes the ball on Sunday with a 4-6 record coming in. That's a 1-10 first pitch.